We continue Bezat Hashem in our Limud of Mishnayot, Masechet Ma'asrot. We are in Perek Bet, Mishnah Gimel. In the previous Mishnah, we learned that if a person brings his produce into someone else's chatzer, it does not become kavua, it doesn't become set for the obligation of Ma'asel, and he's still allowed to eat from it as a snack without separating Ma'asrot. And the same holds true if, let's say, he brings it into someone else's house. Although when one brings into his own house, it becomes kavua, lemaaser, but when it's into someone else's house, he's still allowed to eat achilat arai, to snack from it. Now, this is important, especially regarding merchants who travel. They sometimes stay in a place for a short time before they move on. So the Mishnah here, Mishnah Gimel, is going to discuss when the place that he stays in for the time being is considered his house in regards to the halachot of Ma'aser. Hama'ale perot min ha'galil lihuda. Someone who is taking his produce from his field in the Galil to Yehuda, to Judea, to sell it there. Or he's going up to Yerushalayim to sell his produce. He's allowed to eat from that produce as a snack without taking off ma'asot until he reaches the place where he is going. Which means even if he stays in a house overnight on the way, since he doesn't own the house in which he stays, bringing the produce into that house does not make it kavua. However, as soon as he reaches his destination, the produce becomes asur, it becomes kavua lemaaser, because now he's prepared to sell it to the first buyer that he finds. Vechen bachazara, and so too on his return. That means, if let's say before reaching Yehuda, he's taking his fruits from his field in Galil, before he reaches Judea, he decides to bring his produce back to the Galil. Well, he can continue to eat it as a snack until he gets back to his home in the Galil. Rabbi Meir, however, says, Achu magia limkom hashvita. He's allowed to eat from his produce as a snack only until he reaches the place where he plans to spend Shabbat, even if that's not his final destination. Once he reaches that place, he's forbidden to snack on it even before Shabbat begins, because the place where a person plans to stay for Shabbat is considered like his home, according to Rabbi Meir. However, the Bar Tanura says, En halacha ke Rabbi Meir. Now, regarding peddlers, merchants who go from one town to another, the halacha is different. The Mishnah says, Veharochlin, hamechazrim ba'ayarot, peddlers who go around to all the towns in a particular area, selling, let's say, perfume, selling makeup, all kinds of small items. Ochlim ad shemegiim limkom halina. They can eat as a snack the produce that they brought along with them until they reach the place where they're going to sleep for the night. Which means even though they go into many different houses during the course of the day to sell their items, their produce doesn't become prohibited because those houses are not theirs. But once he reaches the house in which he's going to stay overnight, so then the produce becomes prohibited to snack because that place is treated as his own temporary home. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Habayit arishon hu beto." The first house the peddler enters in the town where he plans to spend the night is considered his house, even if he doesn't end up staying in that house. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's much more stringent. Immediately when he brings his produce into the first house, he can't eat it without separating ma'asot. However, the halacha is like Tanakama, not like Rabbi Yehuda, which means that it only becomes kavua until they reach the house in which they plan to spend the night. Mishnah Dalit. Now, another thing that is koveya ma'aser, that sets ma'aser obligation on the produce, is if you separate truma from it. The truma gedolah, once it's separated from the produce, you can't snack from it anymore until Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni have been separated as well. Now, the Mishnah is going to discuss whether separating Truma has this effect on the produce, even though the produce was not completely processed. Perot sheteraman, produce from which a person separated Truma, ad shelo nigmera melachtan, before the processing of the produce was complete, that means before the gmar melacha, and in this we go each species according to the rules that we learned in Perik Aleph, each kind of produce, when is it considered gmar melacha? So before nigmera melachtan, before the process of that produce was completed, if one removed truma, he separated truma from the produce, here we have a machloket. Rabbi Eliezer oser mile'echol mehemarai. Rabbi Eliezer says that eating from it as a snack now, without separating ma'asrot as well, is asur. According to Rabbi Eliezer, separating truma sets the ma'aser obligation on the produce. It makes it kavua, even though the produce has not yet been fully processed. V'chachamim matirim, however, the chachamim permit eating it as a snack, according to their opinion. Separating truma does not change the status of something that did not yet that was not yet fully processed. Chutz mikalkalat te'enim, except in the case of the basket of fresh figs, where in this case, if he separated truma from the figs before he finished processing them, if you remember, the gmar melacha of a basket of figs is when he covers the figs that he collected in the basket with leaves. So if, let's say, before he covered them, he removed truma from them, even according to Chachamim, they become forbidden to snack on. That's because separating truma from figs in a basket, that actually completes their processing as well. Because once he separated truma from them, it shows that he made up his mind that he's not going to take from these figs to dry them, and they are going to be eaten fresh. And therefore, that's considered Gmar melacha already. Kalkalat te'enim sheterama. In the case that we just mentioned of a basket of figs from which someone separated truma before its processing was completed, is actually a machloket. Rabbi Shimon matir. Rabbi Shimon is even more lenient than the chachamim. He says that you're still allowed to eat from these figs as a snack. V'chachamim osrim. But Chachamim say you're not allowed, as we saw just before in the sentence before this sentence in our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon, he doesn't accept the rule that Truma is that removing Truma sets the Maaser obligation on the produce, even in this case of the basket of figs. However, the halacha obviously is like Chachamim, that the rule is Truma kova'at lema'aser. Truma is koveya le maaser. If you want separated truma, it brings upon it the obligation of maaser in the case of the basket of figs. And therefore, he would not be allowed to snack from them until he removes maasot, maaser rishon, and maaser sheni. Baruch Adonai leolam. Amen ve'amen.